What was the happiest moment of your life and the saddest?
The happiest moment of my life has to have been the day my daughter was born. It was, you know, quite the wait. I was 22, nervous, moving out of my parents' house for the first time. But all that stress and you know, struggle kind of just took off my shoulders as soon as I saw her face. And so that, to me, was the best moment. The saddest moment in my life had to have been when I was 11, finding out that my dad wasn't my real dad and that I had another father somewhere. And that kind of took me into a rough path, but definitely shaped me to be better, so that would have to be it.
When in life have you felt most alone?
Just around the same time, 11 years old. Luckily, I picked up the guitar, and I was able to let out emotions through that. But around 11, you were born, and Susie still lived with us. So I was the middle child. Granted, I didn't need much attention, but I didn't have any at all. So
what are you proudest of?
I think I'm proud of the fact that I was able to stay out of trouble in the streets, you know. I've been around people who I know haven't been good for me in life. I've, you know, done a few things that probably aren't you know, very kind. But I'm definitely proud that, you know, I never got involved in any type of, you know, gang affiliations. I stayed away from, you know, drugs as much as I could. And yeah, I have to say, being surrounded by a lot of negatives, you know, I feel like I came out at some sort of a positive.
What was your childhood like?
My childhood was very, very, I guess short, you can say. Had a lot of little friends. You know, we'd swim all day, we'd go run. But I was bullied a lot. From elementary school right till about the end of middle school, I was bullied a lot by a lot of people. I never took it too personal to the point where I let it affect me emotionally. I kind of always felt like I happened to be someone else's punching bag, and I think I was okay with that. I managed to grow out of that once I went into high school and I developed some athleticism, played sports, you know, got involved in other activities. But my childhood was very, very, it was rough, but I don't regret anything that ever happened.
If you could hold on to one memory from your life forever, what would it be?
Memory? That's a tough question. It probably have to be the day that my mom denied me as her son, because I was being bad for a long time. I want to say like 2 years I gave her a very rough time. You know, I was in school, but I'd still show up at 4 in the morning, wouldn't call. I didn't care what she thought. I didn't care if she didn't sleep, if she had to go to work the next morning. I was very selfish. And the only reason why I would hold on to that is because in that very moment, I knew that I lost her trust, and I knew that at some point I had broken her into pieces. So that was a big moment in my life that completely shifted my mentality. And from that point forward, I began to do better things and involve myself with people who were gonna help me, you know, grow to be a better person. And that moment as well brought me and my mom closer, believe it or not. Because although I had lost her trust, I knew that I had to earn it back. And earning it back created like this foundation, this path for us to, you know, to just get a better bond. So now, you know, I see how she looks at me, and I, you know, tell her every day that I'm sorry and, you know, that I love her. And yeah, that's probably one of the things I'll hold for a long time.
How would you like to be remembered?
I'd like to be remembered as a very positive, energetic person. I feel like being remembered in a good way is always, you know, I guess is what you look forward to. You know, because I don't know what people are gonna say or think when I'm gone. I mean, I don't know about what they say or think being alive, you know. But yeah, I'd like to be remembered as a very happy person, you know, who's I guess we can say mellow, you know, and fun at some point. That's basically it, man. Yeah.